period, about 5,500 years ago. And that's important because it means that they now have a more precise idea of when people went from being nomadic, that is, wandering from place to place, to being more static.
Staying put, building permanent settlements, that kind of thing.
Exactly. People only really build when they're settled, and that meant that their lifestyle altered in other ways. They went from being hunter-gatherers to being farmers. They started growing cereals, grains, that kind of thing. Well, the researchers knew that already, but what was news to them was how quickly Neolithic people took to other things at the same time. Within just a few years, they learnt how to make pottery, domesticate animals, build timber houses, all sorts of things. They'd always assumed that these were developed over hundreds, thousands of years.
Well, that's all fascinating stuff, but you're studying architecture? Why the interest?
Ah, well, next week my class is going on a field project to look at prehistoric construction methods.
Oh.
We want to find out if they have any relevance today. You know, if ancient methods can be applied to modern structures. And then I'll be using that as the basis for my dissertation. So we'll be visiting the Knowles Hill Project. Heard of it?
That's the place where they've reconstructed an entire Neolithic village, isn't it? It was on TV a few weeks ago.
That's the one.
Track 8. Unit 5.
Hi, Dave. How are you? I tried calling you last night, but your phone was off.
Oh, hi, Claudia. Sorry about that, but I went to a talk by Professor Brian Jeffcott. You know, the guy who does those archaeology programmes on television.
Oh, him. Oh, I think he's great.
Me too. What I like about him is that he's the complete opposite of how you imagine these archaeology types to be, you know. He's young, funny, loads of energy, and he's so passionate about his subject. He's the sort of person who can make even boring things sound fascinating. I wish all lecturers were like that.
So what was it about?
Well, in the first part of the talk, he explained that researchers have recently discovered when Neolithic structures were built. You know, stone circles, hill forts, places where people lived and worked, that kind of thing.
But I thought they already knew that.
Sort of, but until now, they only had a rough idea of when these structures went up, usually to within a few hundred years. But Professor Jeffcott showed us how new carbon dating techniques and advanced computer programs are allowing them to narrow that down to within 10 or 20 years.
Whew.
And it's led to an interesting conclusion, which formed the second part of his talk.
Which is?
The research team generally assumed that Neolithic structures were built over a period of 2,000 or 3,000 years. However, they now know that most of them went up over a 75-year period.